and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living rooms. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M 26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake County Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA SIPC.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, at 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
See Kelly Jepson, your Houghton State Farm agent. Call 482-1210 or visit them at kellyjepson.com.
Oh, this is the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93. Thanks for being with us today. And coming up later tonight, the Huskies night out at the Mine Shaft. Make sure you check that out. Coach is with us. We're ready to go over Saturday night's 2-2 overtime tie against Bemidji State. And a lot of the same where the Huskies playing well and just not able to come out with the win, but they had some good goals. And Tanner Carroll got the first goal of the game at the 6:14 mark of period number one. Beautiful play as he walks in and makes a great move on goaltender Wilkins to give the Huskies a 1-0 lead.
And Tanner Carroll will take it and gets bumped off of the puck by Hansen. Carroll will take it back again. Carroll going one-on-one, makes a move. Tanner Carroll's in. Score!
Great goal by Tanner there, and great patience, and a nice move.
Well, great move, and we'd talked to Tanner a little bit before the game to use his speed more and pull the puck and just go wide, especially on the backhand side, because the previous night, you know, he's coming down and trying to finesse the defenseman and try and walk through him and make some fancy moves. But with his speed, you know, he's better off like that goal. Just get the puck, pull it wide. Skate and then cut into the net. He did a real nice job cutting around the defenseman, sticking his leg out to protect the puck, and then what a move at the net. I thought he was going to go all the way across, and I think everybody did, including the goalie, and obviously he stops, and Pavel Datsyuk move and comes back and puts it in the open net. Big goal. We got off to a good start. I thought we had another good first period. You know, they took a number of penalties again, yeah. But a lot of that's how we were playing. You know, we played in the offensive zone a lot and really pushed the pace, and you know, and they had to take some penalties. So, like I said, I thought we got big goal, got us off to a good start.
What I liked about the goal, it looked like he recognized that the defenseman there was flat-footed, because if the defenseman wasn't flat-footed, that might not have been as possible as it was.
Yeah, he got him caught in transition a little bit. They were trying to clear the zone, and we always talk about the danger zones from the top of the circles to the blue line in both your offensive zone and defensive zone. That's a place where turnovers are not good, and they turned it over there, and Tanner walked in and made no mistake.
Carroll gets his sixth of the season. It was an unassisted goal at the 6:14 mark, 1-0 Michigan Tech. But then the Beavers come back. Mitch Kane gets his goal at the 15:30 mark of the period. Phil Brewer gets the only assist on that. And what were your thoughts on that first goal Saturday night for Bemidji State?
Oh, we just keep shooting ourselves in the foot. And then that's a play where it was 4-on-4. I had three forwards and one defenseman out on the ice because we were going to roll into a power play shortly thereafter. So, you know, we'd sort of lose the face off, and it comes up by the our offensive blue line, and you know, the puck's bouncing, and we had Tanner there and Shane Hanna, and you know, it just takes a bad bounce, and obviously they walked in on a breakaway from, you know, that the far blue line all the way in. And Shane Hannis, he did a great job coming back, putting a lot of pressure on Kane. And Kane did not make a great move. He just sort of went in and goes straight across the net. And I just thought Phoenix was a little, you know, and Phoenix, in fairness to Phoenix, he did not get much action Friday night, and he didn't get much Saturday. I mean, that might have been their first real good scoring chance on Saturday. They might have one previous to that, but not many. And the guy, you know, just sort of takes it into his backhand and pulls it to his backhand and roofs it. So, you know, a tough goal because we were playing well and we were really creating a lot of good scoring opportunities and didn't give them much. And you know, just one bad break. It seems like every bad break we couldn't get that big save we needed from Phoenix.
Well, it almost looked like, too, and correct me if I'm wrong, that when we win that draw, it was coming back slow, and it was almost like nobody knew who right. was going to go get it. Is that
a little hesitation, and that's you got to either do one or two things. You have to be aggressive and go for it, or back off. And we were in between. Everybody's in between, and then all of a sudden, everybody's sort of reaching for the puck, and that's what we did, and it just sort of had a bad hop, and got through, and he got the breakaway.
You put Tyler Hannon in the lineup, and he had a good chance, but ended up being a non-goal.
Penalty is over to McCormack, and Sova with a stretch pass up. Here comes Hannon, takes the shot, hit the post, score! Oh, it hit the line! It never crossed the line! They'll go up to theirs for this one.
You can tell right away that they did not cross the line, and that's what they reviewed on the overhead, but how close can you come to scoring a goal without scoring that?
Is it no, right good there? Shot, and then the same thing as C.J. Eich's goal the night before. Mm-hmm. It hits the post, it goes back, hits the goalie in the back, mm-hmm. or back of his pad, and it's going in the net.
It was going in the net.
And their defenseman, number seven, mm-hmm. heads up play. He's standing there, and just as it's going to cross the line, he puts a stick on it and shovels it back into the goalie. But those are the breaks, you know, and Tyler comes in. And the thing I like about Tyler is he shoots to score, and obviously got a real good shot on that one, had the goalie beat clean, and it's a matter of inches, Dirk, these games, and you know, that would have been a big goal for us, and obviously a big goal for Tyler.
But the Huskies do get the go-ahead goal. It was Brad Stemner stepping up on the play after Alex Bitan did some great stick work just across the line to lead Brad Stemner on that drop pass. 4:10, the time of the goal. This gives the Huskies a 2-1 lead.
Brought up by Bitan, 3-on-3. Bitan across the line. Here's a chance in front. In the second period.
So a big goal by Brad Stemner and a nice play again by Alex Bitan.
Well, you know, and you can see Alex's offensive instincts there. We had a little bit of a 3-on-3 rush going on, and Alex was coming down the wing, and he's so crafty and nifty, and you could just tell. He just sort of pulled up. By that, I mean, he, instead of keep skating towards the net, he just sort of stopped near the top of the circle in the offensive zone, and he let everybody sort of the pressure go to the net. And Brad Stemner, our defenseman, we're always working with our defenseman to join the rush, at least one of them, because so many teams back check so hard now that there's not, you don't get many odd-numbered rushes. So Brad did a real nice job joining the rush, and Alex, you know, he's got great vision. He saw him, and unlike the night before where he missed Shane Hanna, he didn't miss Brad Stemner. And, you know, Brad got a shot, and it hit something.
It hit the defenseman and
went in. But nonetheless, it was a great scoring opportunity, great A chance, and we got a break. And, you know, other than Tyler Hayden, we don't get the break in this one. We get a break. Big goal, gets us back into the lead. And, again, I feel good about our team. I feel good about where we're positioned, and we just need that next goal. And I think, you know, the game's over pretty much, but we just can't get it.
You know, going back to that goal, I think it was Corey Ward who really kind of got sucked down by the vacuum of everybody going to the net there. And the respect that you have to give Alex Bitan helps create that play too. And Corey Ward ended up getting spun around, and he never saw Brad Stemner coming in late, but knew something, almost like he felt something was there, and it was a nice play.
So. Well, we always talk about that. Back check with a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell guys to back check, and they're going to put their head down and come back hard. But you have to look around, you know, mm-hmm. you have to back check what we call with a purpose. You know, you just can't just do it. There has to be a reason, and you have to get your head up, your head on a swivel, and see who's covered and read the situation and pick up the guys who aren't covered. So fortunately they didn't, and that was a big goal for us.
2-1 Michigan Tech, and then all of a sudden, just a minute and a half later or so, we get a bad bounce behind our net. Danny Mattson is the beneficiary at the 5:54 mark, banging home a loose puck that nobody could seem to get a handle on or find out where it was, and it's a 2-2 hockey game.
Well, no question. And this is the difference between our games in Fairbanks the weekend before, is we held on to the leads, and even though there might have been a bad bounce or they might get a scoring opportunity, we were able to take care of it. And here you can see when you watch a goal back, Chris Leibringer sort of has the puck. They throw it at the net from behind the